and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Toscano, only 278,000 customers are still without power tonight in hurricane-ravaged Florida, according to FindEnergy.com, as the state digs itself out from destruction. But recovery will take years. CBS's Tom Hansen checks on Manasota Key on Florida's Gulf Coast.
5 days after Milton's landfall, Manasota Key sits practically empty. Homeowner Gary McBride.
So this was a nice big room. It had two walls across here. The sand blew out four sliders and one window over there.
And so, we're standing probably, what, on 2.5 or 3 feet of sand?
I would say that's accurate, yes.
Pennsylvania seems to be the major focus of the presidential campaigns, as CBS's Weijia Zhang reports from Erie.
Both presidential hopefuls are pitching voters in Pennsylvania, a state they are targeting relentlessly. 20 trips for former President Trump and 10 for Vice President Harris since becoming the nominee.
So, Pennsylvania, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. It's over.
With the U.S. sending an advanced missile defense system to Israel, questions persist there as to how a Hezbollah-launched drone managed to hit an Israeli military installation in central Israel.
It's one of the most lethal strikes to hit Israel since Hamas even invaded on October 7th of last year. And what Israel is trying to learn right now is how that drone got through the country's advanced air defenses. We know those defenses are precise, we know they're high-tech, and we know that they're some of the best.
CBS's Rami Innocenzo reporting from Tel Aviv. The Canadian government has expelled 6 diplomats and consular officials from India. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commissioner Michael Duhaime says it's because of a public security threat.
Some of these individuals and businesses were coerced and threatened into working with the government of India. The information collected by the government of India is then used to target members of the South Asian community.
At least 6 new lawsuits have been filed against Sean Diddy Combs, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
One of the accusers, a man living in North Carolina, alleges that Combs fondled his genitals when he was 16 at one of the rapper's famous white parties in the Hamptons in 1998. According to the man's lawsuit, Combs explained to him that it was a rite of passage to becoming a music star, at one point asking the then-teen, "Don't you want to break into the business?"
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say North Korea has blown up the northern parts of roads between the two nations that are no longer in use. The chiefs say they are bolstering South Korea's military readiness as tensions arise over North Korea's claims that the South is flying drones over its capital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by good football team. But, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawy Walker, rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work. And if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some clearing in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s. Look for the winds to be out of the north. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with mid-20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. There's a lot going on in the world today. Down in North Carolina, this is bizarre. I mean, this is right up at the top of the Washington Post right now. So, you know, really worth paying attention to. Armed militia are out hunting federal workers, FEMA. Seriously. I mean, you know, we were talking in the last hour about the possibility that Trump's army, you know, Trump may have armed people in the streets. He's calling for National Guard, but it could go beyond that. And, you know, the Proud Boy types, the Three Percenters, these various militia groups. Well, down in North Carolina, the Washington Post is reporting that in Rutherford County, North Carolina, FEMA had to pull out their people. Because they're being hunted by guys with shotguns. Early Saturday afternoon, an official with the U.S. Forest Service sent an urgent email message to a number of different federal agencies warning that, quote, FEMA has advised all federal responders, Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately. They had come across trucks of armed militia saying that they were out, quote, hunting FEMA. So FEMA has now paused clearing trees off dozens of blocked roads that they were doing to make those roads available to search and rescue groups and to bring food and water in. And so, you know, Trump is running around going, well, the federal government's not bringing aid in. Well, guess what? They just stopped bringing aid in because Trump's people just forbid it. This is from the Washington Post. Chimney Rock in Rutherford County has become one of the centers of tension and conflict after a rumor spread on social media that government officials plan to seize the decimated village and bulldoze bodies under the rubble. Authorities and news outlets debunked the assertion, but people still took to social media imploring militias to go after FEMA. A person familiar with FEMA operations, this is the Washington Post, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the agency was working out of an abundance of caution and his teams were operating at fixed locations and secure areas instead of the usual practice of going door to door, looking to help people. It's amazing. Reva Duncan, a Forest Service official who lives in Asheville and is also with the Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, told a reporter that people have been yelling, quote, we don't want your help here at federal employees who are delivering aid or showing up to effect repairs. She also said one Forest Service employee was pulling into a gas station when somebody yelled at him to leave, saying, we don't want the government here. This is nuts. This is, but you know where this began? This began with Donald Trump and Donald Trump's supporters and Elon Musk amplifying it on Twitter. Meanwhile, down in Florida, after years and years and years of work, a bunch of Floridians finally got a ballot initiative on the ballot so that Floridians can vote on whether to maintain the six-week abortion ban. Again, most women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Whether to maintain the six-week abortion ban, and there is no heartbeat. They claim that's when a fetal heartbeat begins. Fetal heart doesn't develop well over a month beyond that. It's just a bunch of cells twitching, basically, that will ultimately become a heart. But nonetheless, they've got the six-week ban, so people will vote on whether to maintain Ron DeSantis's and Donald Trump's abortion ban in Florida, or whether to go back to essentially Roe v. Wade, that abortions are, you know, entirely up to the woman in the first trimester, that there are some restrictions in the second trimester, and that they are prohibited in the third trimester unless it's a life-saving issue. And now we're getting reports, from Law Dork, Chris Geidner's Substack newsletter, which is really worth subscribing to. It's just brilliant. Late Friday, the Florida Department of State issued a report alleging fraud relating to petition circulation and collection for the abortion rights measure that will be Amendment 4 on this fall's ballot in the state. So here's what's happening. They found, or are alleging that they found, a handful of examples of people who should not have signed the ballot measure because they weren't registered voters or they weren't citizens or whatever, or who shouldn't have been circulating the ballot measures because there's rules about who can and cannot, you know, obtain petitions. And they're going to use these after the election. This is not going to happen before the election. That would just piss off people in Florida and they'd show up in larger numbers to vote. This is going to happen after the election. And just mark my words. A month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, you will see this happen. I am confident making this prediction that Ron DeSantis, now whether he'll be successful or not is another question, because it'll end up before the Florida Supreme Court, but which is, you know, Republican dominated, so it probably will be successful. But nonetheless, what Ron DeSantis is going to do is he's going to come out and say, we proved that there was fraud involved in getting that ballot measure on the ballot. And even though it passed, and even though abortion should be legal in Florida now, I'm going to, remove that from law because it never should have been on the ballot in the first place because there was fraud involved in getting it on the ballot in the first place. Chris Geidner goes into all the complexities of it. The Florida Supreme Court, by the way, has already ruled that the ballot measure is okay. But, you know, who knows? This is a 19-page report. It concludes by saying, quote, the fraud outlined in this report is unacceptable, and it is imperative that the state consider major reform to the initiative petition process to prevent groups from ever doing this again in Florida. Right. The concern, and he comes right out and says, the concern is whether DeSantis will attempt to argue that these findings could justify broader relief that could affect the validity of the amendment altogether, as I just predicted. Meanwhile, our crazy alert for the day, Donald Trump was asked by Maria Bartiromo on Fox so-called news. She said, is there going to be a role for Elon Musk in your cabinet if you become president? And Trump said, we have the endorsement of Elon, as you know, Elon Musk, who's great. He's a great guy. We had such a good time. He put the black hat on, and dark MAGA, Bartiromo says. And Trump says, he calls it dark MAGA. How cool is that? He's a great guy. He's given us a really powerful endorsement. He's out campaigning in Pennsylvania today. He's actually campaigning because he says if we don't win, we're not going to have a country. So Bartiromo says, you've also said there's a lot of fat in government that you want to be part of. So what agencies would you want to shut down? And then she said, let me have you ask another person that. Because I'm going to have Elon Musk. This is Trump. I'm going to have Elon Musk. He's dying to do this. You know, he's a great business guy, actually. You think of him for science and rockets, and every time I think he's telling me about a new screw that he's developed a new screw. Screws are difficult, and it's made out of titanium, and it's so exciting. But you know what? He's a great business guy, and he's a great cost cutter. And I said, I could cut costs, and he said, I could cut costs without affecting anybody. So not in the cabinet. He doesn't want to be in the cabinet. He just wants to be in charge of cost cutting. We'll have a new position, Secretary of Cost Cutting, okay? Elon wants to do that. So what does this billionaire who grew up in apartheid South Africa and came to the United States as an illegal immigrant, according to his brother, what does this immigrant want to do with his position as the federal cost cutter? Gee, let's see. How about cutting any programs that might help minorities, especially black minorities? How about, you know, cost-cutting Medicare? How about cost-cutting Social Security? How about cost-cutting food stamps? How about cost-cutting aid to families with dependent children? How about cost-cutting aid to women and infant children? How about it just goes on. How about cost-cutting Medicaid? I mean, Elon doesn't need any of those things. He's the richest man in the world. And Donald Trump doesn't need any of those things. He's a billionaire. I mean, think about this for a minute. You got two billionaires up there who congratulate each other on the fact that Elon Musk busts unions. I mean, Donald Trump, when he was a guest on Twitter, said to Elon Musk, you know, it's just great how you bust those unions. I'm paraphrasing here. It's great, you know, how you bust, you know, efforts at unions. People say they want a union, you just fire them. I admire that. I mean, this is essentially what Trump said to Musk. And there's a whole bunch of blue-collar people out there in the audience and these at that rally in Pennsylvania where Trump and Musk are up on the stage and Musk is dancing like a demented cheerleader, saying, oh, yeah, these two billionaires who hate unions, they're my guys. And I'm like, say what? Seriously? But that's apparently what they have planned. How do you think that's going to play out? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. By the way, Greg Palast will be with us in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be interesting. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with your calls. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, 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 no. The Republicans on the Supreme Court got that completely wrong. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. And the big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation. And welcome back. Chris in Dallas. What's on your mind today? Chris in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Chris, what's up? Chris?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, Chris.
Hello? How you doing today?
I'm fine. What's up? What's on your mind?
I'm a former Democrat. I switched to independent. And just the way the mainstream media has been betraying the black community, and the shaming is just ridiculous. And it's a reason why we are defecting from the Democratic Party. This flat blackness is just beginning to be too much. Trying to force Kamala Harris into our community when she's Indian, Asian, Jamaican, whatever y'all want to say she is. She's not a black American descendant of slaves.
Her father was Jamaican. And
yeah, he's Jamaican.
And I guarantee you that the black people in Jamaica are descendants of slaves.
And no, they're not descendants of slaves
Jamaica,
in America.
Jamaica was a slave territory too, Chris, number one.
But
number two,
we're talking about America.
There's a great bio of her in the Financial Times this weekend talking about her mother made the decision when she was 2 or 3 years old to raise her as black, to tell her that her identity was black, because she believed that Americans couldn't understand a biracial child. So, and she went to a black
like
university.
Rachel Dolezal saying that she's black.
Yeah, all right. Chris, I'm not going to argue this with you. Denise in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I want to talk about the previous caller talking about the polling, and I agree with him 100% that because the polls are so high for Trump that he's going to use it as a claim that he should have won. But I'm not sure, but I'm going to look next time. There should be a disclaimer on the bottom of every screen, every polling, that this is an estimated account of polls. Mm-hmm. This is an estimated account. The only day that it counts is on 11/5. You know, so that's what should be repeated, that it's estimated.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention to the polls. I don't think I ever did.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that disclaimer has to be there, because people actually think they're going to go in there and say, yes, you know, and that could be the reason for unrest. He was cheated again when in 2020 he lost his own election. He lost his own election in 2020 by not accepting the mail-in ballots.
Right, by 7 million votes.
Yeah. So he could have promoted the mail-in ballots, but he didn't. So all those mail-in ballots, people probably didn't go to vote because of the COVID. They were too scared. Mm-hmm. And this is very upsetting because once the right wing takes over a country,
they never let go. Yeah, they do not let go. I mean, just ask people in Hungary. There was a big protest in Hungary just last week where people came out, you know, protesting the corruption of Viktor Orban. And, you know, none of the Hungarian media reported on it because all of the Hungarian media is owned by Viktor Orban's buddies. I mean, you know, they didn't even need to crack down on them. They just ignored them. And it was as if it didn't happen. It's, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it kind of thing.
Yeah, another thing is that Trump supporters are being taught, being brainwashed to think good is bad, and something bad is good.
Yeah.
Example, the FEMA. So they are stopping the FEMA from doing something good.
Right.
And actually going after them.
I know, it's nuts. I mean, guys out there with shotguns and AR-47s. Or AR-15 saying, you know, we don't want the government here clearing the trees out of the roads and bringing food in. Really? Really? Denise, thank you very much. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 27 minutes past the hour. Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. But it's typically not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Spewing lies in deceit. It's the right-wing machine. Promises of wealth, but only for the few. Ignoring the needy while the rich get their due. The right-wing machine, I won't tell you the truth. Doesn't care for the poor, doesn't care for the youth. Tax cuts for billionaires, that's their dream. Ignoring diversity in their ruthless scheme. They build their walls high to keep the truth at bay. Turning a blind eye to those who've lost their way.
No, it's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Cynthia in Portland. Hey, Cynthia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm so excited to speak with you. I'm going to be very quick because I have two things, and I'll tell you the first, and if you want to hear the second, that's fine. My first comment is that the ACOG, American College of Gynecologists, and the AMA, American Medical Association, need to issue a public statement stating that they will no longer honor the laws in red states that prohibit them from giving women the appropriate medical care. Doctors need to put themselves on the front lines. These red states will not arrest all doctors.
They'll arrest a half a dozen and make examples of them. And
that's okay.
Nobody doctors wants to risk need, being the guy doctors, who's the example.
Doctors took an oath, and they need to honor their oath to do no harm. Mm-hmm. And by denying women appropriate medical care is doing harm. That's my first comment. And if I may, I have a lot of ideas and no place to put them. The DNC needs to give us a channel where we can submit ideas on how they're handling the election and things like that. All the DNC wants is money and volunteering. But out here in the country, millions of people have great ideas, and they don't get them because we can't submit them to anyone.
There are three publishing platforms that you might want to know about, Cynthia, where you can write up your ideas and they'll have a fairly wide audience. Rob Call runs a site called Op-Ed News, OpedNews.com. And opednews.com, and he delights in publishing people who have not otherwise been published, you know, people who are not regular contributors to things like Salon or whatever. So there's that. Medium.com is a publishing site where you can create your own pages and you can publish. And if you do well, if you can catch an audience over there, they will actually send you money. And then Substack.com, of course, carries lots and lots of people who write, and you can publish there as well, and you can also earn money there if you choose to pay all your stuff. So there's lots of options to get the word out, Cynthia. I encourage you to check them out.
I want to get it to the DNC.
No, I get that, but I'm telling you, people in the DNC read things online just like everybody else does, and I don't have a direct line into them other than getting Jamie Harrison on this program from time to time. It can be a real challenge, but if you've got good ideas and you publish them in one of those three venues, those are venues where
people actually read the stuff that gets published and republish it or publicize it. So, you know, it's a great way to get
Thank
the word out.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Cynthia.
Thank
Good talking
you so
to
much.
You. Yep. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, earlier you were talking about polling and why Trump appears to be doing better than we might have expected or hoped. And I had an incident a couple of weeks ago which made illustrate why the polling is affecting aggregator sites the way it is. This person called up and started asking questions. I wasn't quite understanding everything she was saying due to the accent. But finally, after a time, it became clear this was a push pull against our district attorney in Los Angeles County, whom the Republicans tried to recall earlier in an off-year election when the Democratic turnout is low and it failed. So now they have another individual running for office against him. And most of the advertising money they seem to be spending in the Los Angeles market is based on, you know, fear of this DA who is, you know, turning all the dangerous people loose, and they're running wild in the streets.
In their opinion.
But, yeah. But if I had not, you know, finally recognized what this person was talking about and refused to be push-pulled, I expect my reactions might have been part of the more favorable result for this particular poll, at least.
Yeah, I don't think the push polls get counted. By the way, when Louise and I were in New Orleans 2 weeks ago to keynote the talk or the low power FM, you know, a community radio conference, Mike Schmidt was there. He's the district attorney here in Portland, and a good guy, progressive guy. And he lost the last election to a little more right wing guy. And he was telling me how there's like this national effort being funded by right-wing billionaires to just basically destroy progressive prosecutors. And, you know, I had dinner with Mike and, you know, and had several really interesting conversations with him. And I had no idea, you know, but there's apparently a nationwide campaign. And I'm guessing that what you heard, Chris, the call that you got was a piece of that.
Well, you can't turn on a news program in Los Angeles now without getting ads that are against the incumbent DA or against another Democrat claiming that they are supporting our DA.
Yeah.
So it gets rather tiresome.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We're seeing the same thing here with the hit jobs on Janelle Bynum, who is a great candidate and, you know, hopefully will be sending to the House of Representatives. Mike, thank you for the call. Chris in Albuquerque. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. The topic I want to talk about, how can we counter people's nostalgia for Trump in his 4 years in office? The reason I'm saying this is just a quick real-life story. I was at the ATM back in 20 in the height of COVID, and I was depositing some checks or whatever, and a gentleman said he had a stimulus check and he had his unemployment. He told me he's making more money now than ever before. And I was like, wow. And I'm sitting there working, and I'm like putting my check in the bank. And anyway, to make a long story short, I don't think my uncle told me a long time ago, if I'm originally from Alabama, my uncle always told me stories and always kind of like parables. Anyway, he told me in order to know pain, you have to feel pain. And do you think at the time, the people that were getting the stimulus checks, I'm talking about the financial aspect. I'm not talking about the, you know, people losing their lives and stuff like that. But I'm talking about, do you think people that really were, that look back now, reflect back now, really felt financial pain because all the stimulus checks they were getting at the time? That's my comment.
Well, the goal was to reduce that pain. And I think it fairly well worked. You know, there was an argument. I get it. So in other words, what you're saying is that people don't have a memory of Trump's last year of Trump's presidency and his handling of the pandemic being a painful time because Nancy Pelosi was so successful in getting that stimulus through the House of Representatives.
And exactly what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't have civics. They don't understand civics. And that's what's happening for the black community. I'm a revolver bound to the black community because I'm a black male myself. And the problem is a lot of the black males think that Trump personally gave them money. They personally think Trump had empathy for the black male, which I have no idea.
Well, he signed the legislation, but most Republicans voted against it.
I understand. I remember. I'm really, really hip on politics. But at the same time, the black males that are not knowing, the ones that are thinking that Trump is literally, you know, looking out for black people, looking out for the black male. The problem is, you made a comment about a daddy. You said a comment that women love a daddy, I guess that appeals to women to have a daddy.
I would not say that like that. I'm not sure.
I'm being blunt. No. You said that the appeal of Trump is that he presents himself as the alpha male.
Yeah.
And a lot of people gravitate.
Sure,
to that.
And there are a lot of people who want that. That's the conservative worldview, is that we want a strong father figure. Whereas the liberal worldview is we want a nurturing family. George Lakoff laid that out. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. I should have. I'm sorry.
Chris. It's okay. I just have to be careful when people are quoting me because it goes viral.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm glad you. Specifically. I know you have other callers, but the reason I'm saying this to you, Tom, because growing up, I grew up in Alabama. It's here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we like 3% of the population. In Alabama, it's probably like 30%. Mm. But anyway, growing up, I noticed the generation has changed. The young black males are not out there trying to work, not out there trying to be entrepreneurs. They actually, I see them a lot, literally driving their girl's car or in a passenger seat with their girlfriend or the wife's car, and not pursuing the American dream. They literally are I don't want to be derogatory, but it seems like they are losing their manhood in a way. Mm. They're not gravitating to apply.
Are you sure it's not a matter of opportunities being denied to people, Chris?
No. I'm in business. I've been in business for 13 years. And I know, and I'm literally, like I told you earlier, I'm living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I've been here for 13 years. I started the business 12 years ago, a year after I moved here, and I'm still in business to this day. Mm-hmm. So I'm a black male, so I can literally. I think his name was the gentleman from California. I forgot his name. One that calls in, have the op-eds and stuff that calls in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
you're talking about Ron Kenyatta.
Kenyatta, yes. I'm sorry, Kenyatta. Kenyatta made a statement last week about not liking Obama, and I'm like, Kenyatta, come on. I mean, Obama, I mean, he was, it was the parallel of Obama. I don't know, a lot of black people thought Obama was a failure for the black community, but black people need to understand, Obama cannot just literally, specifically appeal to black people. He's a president for all. Mm. So if he literally made provisions to help black people, the other demographic would be like, hey, he's like looking out for black people. I'm saying it as a black male because I was in an interracial relationship. My ex-wife was white, and my daughter was biracial. And she was conflicted. Mm-hmm. She was conflicted, knowing she's never been around black people. So she was kind of like demonizing black people. She didn't want to be black. Mm-hmm. And that's the conundrum black people need to get over.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they – anyway, I'm sitting there rambling, but at the same time, I know you got other callers.
No, I get it. We're going to hit a break here in 8 seconds, so I've been,
I love Kenyatta when he calls.
Yeah, me too.
To say something about Obama, I mean, this man, he has presented himself as a family man. Yeah. I have never, anyway, thank you, Tom, for your time.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, good points all. Appreciate it. 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be back with you in just a minute.
know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and more, all while grieving a loss. I can tell you, my best friend died, and I'm the executor of his estate, so I know what's going on. It's a mess. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would be if you had a knock box, a next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box, N-O-K, next of kin box.
It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit. Exclusively available at theknockbox.com. That's the, T-H-E-N-O-K-box.com. So go to theknockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save 18%. Theknockbox.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today? Marie? Marie?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Oh,
okay. So what's up?
Okay. So thanks for taking my call. A couple of things. First of all, your former caller who indicated that he didn't believe that Jamaicans are black apparently doesn't understand that part of the history of slavery was that slave traders particularly directed slaves that they believed would be harder to break to the Caribbean, which yep. includes Jamaica.
Yep.
That's
right.
First of all.
Hell of a lot harder to escape from an island.
Exactly. Exactly. Second thing, with regard to the Trump campaign, and I called specifically about the events that he's holding in blue states, understand that his thing is the image. Everything you ever hear about Trump is about the image. He didn't want disabled soldiers around him because of the image, right? Mm-hmm. He's always talking about the image. So this idea of him having these events in blue states, I believe, is to create an image, because if you'll notice, the pictures of these events are very closely cropped. So it looks like there's a big crowd behind him, mm-hmm. but if you were to fan out, you see it's not that big of a crowd. Right. So he wants to create this image that he has larger support in blue states than he actually does. And if that's the case, what is that useful for? When he loses, because I do believe he will lose, that will spur action in those blue states. He will blame those blue states for suppressing those votes. Mm-hmm. And my suspicion is, based on the things that I've seen, he's not going to deploy people at the Capitol again. That's not going to work. That's been done before. They'll be prepared for that. I do believe he will, however, deploy people who are angry. He'll gin them up to then go to those state capitals and mm-hmm. wreak havoc there.
I agree.
So, And I do believe he knows his campaign is in trouble because, as you know, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I get all sorts of crazy mail and crazy voicemails. I got a card from the Georgia GOP that has what looks like a screenshot from Donald Trump's Nazi-infested social media platform mm-hmm. that talks about absentee voting and encourages early voting, absentee voting, and election day voting, all good options, it says. Hmm. And I got a voicemail on my phone that was the voice was identified as Laura Trump. And this was probably 3 weeks ago. And that voicemail said, please vote early. You can vote by mail, all of this other stuff to save them money. I think they're in money trouble also.
Amazing. Marie, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I got to run. Thank you.
Okay.
But it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. And it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow. On Tuesday, a former U.S. diplomat tells us about the 1,000 or so retired national security officials warning voters about Donald Trump.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.